Have you ever taken a step back from the content that you're creating and asked yourself, is this even worth publishing? Is this even worth creating? Do people want to actually listen or watch or read this? I found myself doing this a lot lately, actually. Perhaps I'll even do a reflection episode next week on this very topic. But before I do, I wanted you to hear from an expert, someone who has for a very long time published content worth creating. Joining me is none other than John Lee Dumas from the Entrepreneurs on Fire. With over 12 years of podcasting experience and 4,496 interviews with the world's top entrepreneurs, I think it's fair to call John a true authority in the content creation space. Today, he's sharing the secrets to creating content that stands out, connects deeply, and delivers real value. We're talking about finding your zone of fire, balancing passion with purpose, and becoming the go-to solution for your audience's biggest challenge. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capture, and this is Win the Content Game. Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Get More Clients from Your Content Summit, and oh boy, do I have an expert speaker for you today. I have John Lee Dumas with me. Welcome, John, to the summit.
Fired up to be here. Thanks for having me.
This is going to be so epic because we're going to be talking about something that I think not many people actually talk about. We hear a lot in the industry. We're all entrepreneurs on here. So we hear about the fact that we need to be publishing, right? Like get our message out there, get our expertise out there. But you have a bit of a take of like, well, yes, let's publish, but let's actually publish things that are worth creating, that's actually worth putting out there. So I want you to go into that a little bit. What does that actually mean and look like and feel like to you?
There's a lot of things I want to say about this topic because it's so important because I had now been in this game of creating content, of publishing content, of doing a daily podcast interview with the world's most successful entrepreneurs for 12 years now, 4,496 episodes. So I'm not sharing with you my genius right here because I don't really have genius. What I have is knowledge that I've gained from other people's genius, from those 4,000 plus successful entrepreneurs who have been sharing their story, their successes, their failures, their strategies, their tactics for 12 plus years on Entrepreneurs on Fire now. So I've seen it. And then plus running a community like Podcasters Paradise, which is a podcasting community, like I've seen so many people in the publishing game of podcasting go about it and their pitfalls and what they've done wrong. And it's so sad because a lot of them do have podcasts and content overall worth consuming, but it never gets consumed for a lot of reasons. So I'm excited to really dive into this topic today. There's a lot of things we can talk about around it. I know we don't have a ton of time, but I do want to kind of go into like one main thing right now, and then we can expand off of this and go into the next part. So your content, number one, has to have two things. It has to have on one side of the page, it has to have passion, excitement, enthusiasm by you, from you for that topic. You need to have those things. And that's what everybody says in the world. They're like, do something you love, you'll never work another day in your life. And that's just not true. Because if you just do that, you're going to fail. And I'll tell you why in a second. But it is an ingredient. And in fact, it's a critical ingredient. It's one of two major ingredients. But here's where people fail. They don't add that second ingredient, which is skills, knowledge, value that you're giving to people with that content that you're passionate, excited, enthusiastic about. Because if you just have that passion, that excitement, and enthusiasm, good for you. That's a hobby. And everybody should have hobbies, or most people should, not everybody, but you know, a lot of people should have hobbies. It's a great way to spend your time. But it may not be valuable to other people, and that's okay. But just realize that's a hobby. That's not going to be work. That's not going to be something that brings in revenue to you. So you have to have value, skills, and knowledge, but not just that ingredient either. Because if you only have those things and no passion and excitement, guess what? You'll get bored. You'll wake up. You'll get burned out. You'll get tired of doing that thing. And somebody that does have those traits of excitement and passion for that topic will beat you. They will win. That's why I've won the daily podcast game of interviewing entrepreneurs, because I started first and I never stopped because I truly love doing it. So you have to have that passion on the one side of the page, that knowledge and skills and value on the other side, and then mold them together in this middle, what I call the zone of fire, where you're co-mingling those two things. You have to have both of those ingredients mixed together. And the last component before we dive into a little bit more on different sides of this topic is when you actually do that, you then need to find what is a real problem. All these words are key, by the way. What is a real problem that I can create the number one solution to within this zone of fire that I've created for my passions and my knowledge and my skills and my value, my excitement and all of those things? What's the one solution that I can create that's the number one solution to not just any problem, but to a real problem that's a pain point, an obstacle, a challenge? Then you can start creating this content that you and I are talking about now. Then you can start publishing content that's worth publishing, that's worth consuming, that's a win-win for both sides of the equation, the producer and the consumer.
So good. Okay, I have to ask this question before we get into the process, because I feel like this is something that a lot of us sometimes hit, you know, a little bit of a blocker. Like, you've been doing what you've been doing every day for, I think you said, the last 12 years. Ridiculous. For a lot of people, you know, we might start with a passion for one thing, and then maybe our passion kind of evolves, or maybe the skills or our knowledge, or, you know, that evolves. And then the problem, like, where do you draw the line around, okay, like, we've just got to stick with the one thing versus exploring different things, which can sometimes be what I call entrepreneurship ADHD, right? Which is like scribbles. So how do you kind of approach that kind of problem?
Focus is probably my favorite word. And the acronym for focus is follow one course until success. That's not follow 10 courses until success, because then you'll be good at 10 things and great at nothing. It's follow one course until success. And so for me, it's all about doing that process that we talked about earlier of finding something that you actually have passion and excitement for, but that you're also going to be giving real, true value to the world in, and then create the number one solution to that problem. You're going to win. And then guess what? Put in the reps. Get up every single day and do that thing. Was I super passionate about podcasting in general when I launched? No. I was really excited and passionate about having amazing conversations with cool people, which of course was what my podcast was. But like the technical stuff, like the editing, I didn't have passion for any of that stuff because it was hard. I was bad at it. I wasn't a good podcast host. I wasn't a good interviewer. I wasn't good at the tech side of things. But guess what? I got up every single day and I put in the reps and I got a little bit better at those things. And then it actually became a passion of mine. I still edit every single one of my podcasts because I like it. I like staying relevant. I like keeping my skills sharp. Would you ask Beethoven to stop practicing the piano just because he wrote a couple good symphonies? Like, I hope not. And am I comparing myself to Beethoven? Yeah, so what? Whatever, I am. But guess what? I love doing the podcast editing. I love doing the podcast interviews. And even though I was bad at both of those things when I started, I've become really good at both of those things. And a passion has developed from that. So when you're putting in those reps and you're improving, you're going to see that passion can grow, enthusiasm can grow, and maybe not always, and maybe that's a hint or a flag to shift course a little bit, but all along the way, make adjustments, try new things. We've done so many things with Entrepreneurs on Fire. I thought I was just gonna have a podcast interviewing entrepreneurs. That's turned into the biggest podcasting course and community in the world. That's turned into, at one point, one of the biggest webinar courses and communities in the world. It turned into 4 amazing podcast journals, like not just podcast journals, but like business journals on goals and on productivity and discipline. And then it turned into actually a traditionally published book. It's turned into masterminds, into coaching. It's turned into software. It's turned into so many things. And it just started from one idea. And I've let my path kind of expand from that one idea, from creating good content and making that happen every single day. So there's going to be a journey and there's going to be things that you do along the way. I failed many times. I have many things that I tried that did not work. I had many things that I tried that really did work. And then I stopped doing them because I was like, it's working, but I don't love it anymore. And I sunset that thing. So there's a lot of opportunities when you follow that first step of the process that we talked about. And it's all about doing that. It's about finding that how you can become the number one solution to a real problem within your zone of fire. And then getting up every day doing that thing. And by the way, anybody can become an amazing expert on a topic with 100 hours of work. That is like a week of work, maybe 2 weeks at the most, if you feel like actually getting some sleep, which is fine. But you can become an amazing expert, which means you know more, you're more knowledgeable than 99% of the world on that topic. And it's not that hard to do. And guess what? There's always going to be people that are better than you, that have more knowledge than you on that topic, and that's okay. Like, you don't need to be number one. I'll never be number one in the podcasting knowledge space, and I'm fine with that. But I will be in the top 1% for a long time, and it's done me pretty well.
So good. Okay, you literally, I can feel the vibes. Everyone is fired up now to get into that passion, to get into their zone of fire, as you put it. So once we've kind of found our zone of fire, talk us through now that process to actually publishing content worth creating.
Well, I hope that people are getting a little bit excited, because what the goal of what I just shared is to simplify things, because there's everybody in the world is telling you to do a million things. They're saying you need to be doing this, you need to be collecting, building an email list, having a website that's converting, having funnels doing that, having this doing that, social media doing this, and it's overwhelming. And then people either do nothing because they're overwhelmed, or do kind of everything kind of okay because it's a lot of stuff to do and they're just one person and they only have so much time, energy, and bandwidth. I want to simplify things. I want to tell you, if you can just become the number one solution to a real problem within a micro niche that you've identified because it's in your zone of fire, like you know that you have passion, excitement, knowledge, and skills that you can give to it, then just focus on that one thing. Just dive into that one thing and then just get up every day and deliver on that one thing. Because if you become that number one solution to a real problem, people will beat a path to your doorstep for that solution. Almost all of Entrepreneurs on Fire's growth is organic. We've done over the years, 12 years, of course we've tried everything, but like most of the actual successful growth that we've had has been all been organic, has been word of mouth, has been different organic methods. Because people will find the best solution to their problem. They'll find it. They will seek it out and they will find you. And so becoming the second or the 10th or the 30th best solution to a real problem is pointless, is worthless, because nobody cares. People only care about the best solution for their real problem and they will find it. They will seek that. That phrase, the cream will rise to the top, is so true. So if you're sitting back there right now and saying, okay, maybe John is simplifying things, but now I'm scared for another reason because I'll never become the best at this topic because of Amazon or Netflix or fill in the blank. That's not your competition, because you're thinking way too broad. If you're thinking that's your competition, there are micro niches within every topic, within everything that you can say, what are people doing poorly? What aren't people doing at all? What are, you know, complaints that people are making about this specific thing within this specific topic, and then become the best in that? And that's your micro niche. And by the way, you might not be stuck there forever. You probably won't be stuck in that little niche forever. That's how you get initial momentum and traction. And then once you've got that wedge in there, you can expand out to who knows where down the line. And that's really exciting. You know, you didn't just wake up one day and say, like, I'm just going to create Capsho and do all these different things with AI and all this stuff. You took one step, you got some traction, that got you to another step with more traction. And now here we are, and here you are with your business, and it's a whole different animal than I'm sure you imagined day one.
100%. I mean, when I look back at the couple of years, like, we started literally our podcasters, show notes. Like, look, that's the one thing that we're really super focused on.
Can I stop you
on
for a second?
Yeah.
That was a absolute micro niche that people were terrible. They weren't even just terrible. They were terrible. And there's another possibility. They just didn't have the time to do it. They didn't want to do it. They had just spent so much time, energy getting a guest and interviewing them. And they're like, oh, now I got to go back and like do show notes and like link stuff and like timestamp. People don't want to do that. So you stepped in, you said, hey, I'm going to solve a real problem that podcasters have. And you wedged yourself into the industry with show notes. And then guess what did you do? You found more problems they have, more struggles they have. And as you got your systems better, your tools better, your automations better, maybe your team grew, maybe your knowledge grew, maybe both. And then you added this, you added that. And then before you know it, maybe you had this massive great idea to do this whole new different thing or like add on to this thing. And now you wake up and it's like, you know, I wouldn't have recognized my business 5 years ago where I am today, but it kind of felt such a natural progression over the last 5 years because I was in it every day working hard. It's like, you know, a frog sitting in, you know, will sit in cold water until it boils and it dies because it doesn't notice the slow transformation and the change. But guess what? You drop a frog in boiling water, the thing jumps right out because it actually can understand that part of the equation. So, you know, over time, like every time someone sees Bo, they haven't seen him for a while, my son, they're like, oh my God, he's so big. He's changed so much. And I'm like, man, he hasn't changed at all in my mind. Like maybe a little bit bigger, but I see him every single day. But it's the over time how things evolve. It's really exciting.
You seriously just like outlined our journey to the T. This is so, so good. Okay.
And by the way, that's without even knowing your journey. So like, that's why I hope the listeners that are watching this right now are like, okay, he just outlined her journey without knowing her journey. It's because it's the journey to success. I've interviewed 4,900 people about that journey to success. History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. Everybody has the same. That's why my book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success, it's 17 steps to financial freedom and fulfillment, because those 17 steps are what every successful entrepreneur takes on their journey to financial freedom, to lifetime fulfillment. It is absolutely across the board. And that is why it's so important to surround yourself with people who are just a little further down the road than you, so you can see what's working for them.
So, so good. Okay, so if we go back to the, we spoke about really honing in on that micro niche. Is that it? Like, is that as simple as it gets to be in terms of then creating content? Like, what else do you put into this thought process when you're actually going about creating something that's super valuable to the end, to your audience?
So I would sit down with any micro niche, and I would, as an individual, and by the way, now that you have AI, you can do this much easier as well, is I would sit down and I would say, what are the 50 biggest problems that people in this niche have? What are their 50 biggest problems? And then use AI to expand upon that. Maybe you just write 5 or 10 and now say, hey, you know, ChatGPT, like these are 4 to 6 of the biggest problems that my clients have. Based off of that information, list me out 50 that they probably have. And you'll get some amazing answers from that too. And guess what? That's your first 50, 75, 100 pieces of content. That's like a year's worth of content in 5 minutes of work. And now it's just a matter of you sitting down and saying, how am I going to produce this? Does it make sense to do it in order and with a content calendar? Do I want to have it in seasons and a series and just chronological? How do I want to do this? And that's up to you. Do I want it to be topic-based? Do I want to interview people? Do I want to do like just a straight Q&A? Do I want to maybe bring on people in my niche that have that problem, have them state their problem, and then me work through that with them live on a call and produce it that way? There's so many options, but you got to start with those basics.
And do you have any advice for someone who's listening to this and watching this going, oh my gosh, this, like, the world of how to decide to actually go about creating this content is open to me. Please, John, just tell me, how do I decide what to focus on?
Yeah, I can't tell you because it has to be back to that process that you need to sit down and do for yourself. I mean, you know, we have this whole video tutorial that walks you through that. I mean, it's part of our, you know, free companion course with the book of how do you identify your passions, what you're excited about, your enthusiasms. How do you identify values, skill, and knowledge that you can give to the world? And then how do you figure out how those connect with each other and how they commingle and merge and mold to create that zone of fire that I'm talking about? And that's going to work for you. Like, something that will work for you, I would never want to do, and vice versa. Like, that's just, we're different people. We have different excitements, enthusiasms, different places in life, different skills and knowledge that we've acquired over the years. And by the way, if you don't have that knowledge or skill yet, you know, kind of like, I'm coming up short on this side of the page, that's when you sit your butt down for 100 hours and acquire those skills via YouTube, via other courses that you're maybe buying and investing in, because in 100 hours, you will be an absolute 99 percentile expert on that topic.
So good. Okay. So we're kind of deciding on the frequency and how we want to actually craft the content that we're creating. Now we actually have to go to do it, right? Is that kind of the next step? Just doing it.
So here's an interesting and sometimes controversial is a word, but also people get offended by this next part. So if you're an easily offended person, go ahead and skip forward to the next interview, because you're not going to want to hear much of what I have to say. But here's the deal. So many people, and again, thousands of people in Podcasters Paradise, people that I've coached and mentored over the year, people that I've been mentored by, you know, all of the people that I've interviewed, There's individuals that get really excited and they're about to create and they're about to publish something good. But then they're like, you know what? It's not perfect yet. And you know what, John? I'm a perfectionist and I respect my audience enough to know that I'm not going to release anything until it's perfect. Because, John, I'm a perfectionist. And it's almost like they want me to be impressed by that word of perfectionist or by being perfect or creating perfect content. And I always respond to them and I offend them and I usually shock them and I say, I want you to know right now, you are not a perfectionist. You're a coward. And you're using the word perfectionism because you are terrified and you are being cowardly in releasing your content to the world. Now, why are you cowardly? Why are you scared of doing that? Because you might fail. It might not be well received. You might get negative feedback. And you're scared of that. You're a coward because of that. You know what that makes you? That makes you a human being. Because every single human being that has ever walked this earth is a coward. It has fear, has stress, has anxiety, because that's why we're still alive today. We didn't run out into the dark wilderness from our cave when a saber-toothed tiger was prowling around at 3 a.m. because we knew it was the right move to stay in the cave and to stay warm and safe with the fire. And guess what? Then we reproduced, and tens of thousands of years later, like here you and I are talking on, you know, this video call that's, you know, a crazy technology. And that's it, because we come from a long line of cowards. We have cowardly traits, and all of our generation, Bo will be a coward in a lot of ways, and all of the generations to come, because that is what being a human being is. So stop hiding behind the word of perfectionism, because you're not perfect. Nobody is. You'll never create a perfect piece of content. You're being a coward hiding behind that rock, because this might not work. And of course it might not work. So a lot of people never publish because of that, and they never know either way. But people love living in the pre-launch. I've never seen happier people than people that are in pre-launch mode. Because guess what? Pre-launch mode is exciting. Like you have a great idea. You're excited about it. Other people are like, that sounds like a great idea. Everybody's driving forward. Pre-launch is an exciting place to be. But as soon as you press that green button and you launch, then people are going to be like, okay, now we're really going to see, is this good? Is this bad? Does this work? Does this fail? And the publisher is scared of negative feedback. And so because of that, they delay and delay and delay and procrastinate and procrastinate and procrastinate. And they use words like, I'm a perfectionist, when they're really just a coward, which is okay because they're a human being. We all are. And so on and so forth. So you need to press the publish button way before you think you're right. In fact, Reed Hastings of LinkedIn has a great quote. If you waited until your product is ready, you wait to launch, you waited way too long. Not too long, way too long. Because the product's never ready. You never know how the consumer is going to react to that. You have no idea until you launch that thing to the world. And I've made this mistake myself. That's why I'm telling you from firsthand experience. I'm telling you from secondhand experience. I'm telling you from thirdhand experience. I've seen it all. And it's the same every single time. Like everybody falls into this trap. And it's a sad trap to be in. And what's really to kind of put a cherry on top of this offensive kind of spiel that I've been on here, maybe it'll be like one of those like kind of rotten cherries just because it kind of fits with the theme. But it's like, at the end of the day, nobody's going to consume your content anyways for the first 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. So this content you're terrified of getting, like the New York Times front page, you wake up and it's like, Entrepreneurs on Fire is terrible. Nobody cared about Entrepreneurs on Fire for a long, long, long time. So all that content I was different. I think I said twice in a row at 27 minutes. Maybe I did. Nobody cared because nobody listens. It took such a long time to actually get it out there. So it's just like, relax, launch, get better every single day, iterate, pivot. And it's so key. And that's the process.
Oh gosh. You know, when you said that pre-launch time is like the best period, I was like, I could not agree more. I love being in pre-launch time.
It's so fun.
Anything can happen. All the positive things, obviously, are going to happen. But you are
like,
so
I'm writing a book, and that's really exciting. Like, everybody's writing a book, and then they launch a book, and they're like, how's the book going? Nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
And if they're being honest, if they're not being honest, yes. They're like, oh, it's going good. It's never going good. Nobody's ever buying your book.
Okay, so you make a good point, because, you know, this is one of the pitfalls that you mentioned about us creating content, is that nobody consumes it, which is actually a good thing for any of us who are just getting started, because then we can just get over ourselves and just
practice.
Do the thing, just practice. But let's say when we get to the point when we do have people listening or reading or watching our content, I know that you mentioned that there's something else that people don't follow through on, or a lot of people don't follow through on, which is those meaningful CTA. So can you talk a little bit about that?
CTA, call to action. And so many people create great content. They put it out there. It's real content that they're excited about. It solves a problem. And then a lot of times the listener will finish listening to that content and they'll listen to the podcast or read the article, whatever it might be that they're consuming it on. And they'll be like, man, like that was good. And then they'll go off to their world and they'll forget about it. And But if you had given that consumer of that content a call to action, a way that they could take the next step to work with you, maybe in a one-on-one mentorship, maybe a mastermind that you hold once a week, maybe an email newsletter that they can sign so they continue now to get content from you, you can work them up that ladder. Maybe it's a course that you've created. Maybe it's a book that you've written. Every single podcast that I have with Entrepreneurs on Fire, I'm talking 7 days a week, 365 per year, I end every single episode with a call to action to one of my six different funnels that I have. And, you know, sometimes people are hearing it and it's not the right time for them. Then a week later, they hear the exact same call to action and it's the right time for them. And they go and they take action and they consume whatever that call to action might be. So many people spend so much time creating content and then they just don't have a way for the people that get value from that to take the next step with them. And, you know, a book is such a perfect example because, you know, you and I can turn on a microphone and record a podcast in like 10 or 15 minutes. And that can take a lot of energy and time and prep and stuff like that. But then it's out there and, you know, some people spend like a year, 2 years writing a book. And then sometimes even, you know, despite all the odds, people actually read the book, which again is in the minority. But if it does happen, then nothing happens because the person just read the book and they went off with their life and maybe implemented some of those valuable things, but that was it. Because what are you going to do? The reader, the consumer doesn't know that there's a next step possible. And you, the person who wrote the book, is getting you're getting two pennies from that book sale when you could have gotten $250 from that reader if you had a course or a coaching or a mastermind or a next step in the process. And now you have a business because now you can take maybe 50 of those dollars and actually promote your book and do some advertising, social media or however, Google Ads, like whatever you want to do. And now more people are reading your book and the ranking of the book's going higher and you're getting more reviews, which is appealing to more people because more reviews, you know, make the book look better. And then the book's going higher in the list. And then somebody that never would have heard about the book before reads the book. They're like, this book is awesome. And this person happens to be an influencer, an authority figure, and they have you on their show to talk about it with their audience. And you have a spike of, you know, 10,000 book sales all of a sudden because Tim Ferriss decides to bring you on the show because it just helped him for some reason. And like, you're getting all of that away by not doing the right things when you're publishing your content. Every piece of content should have a call to action to a funnel of yours that is converting. Very few people do that. And the people that do are running successful, financially thriving businesses. And the people that don't are like, why is it crickets? Why am I hearing crickets? Because you wouldn't know if people are or are not consuming because you have no barometer. You have no way to measure the room.
The great thing about what you've done is, you know, the fact that you do have a daily show means that you can practice this and practice and putting these reps like literally every single day. So I would have to guess that you are an absolute expert now in the whole marketing and funnel and call to action.
Took me a decade, but I got to.
Because I was going to say, did you start knowing all of this stuff?
No, none of it. Affiliate, nothing. Now I made millions of dollars as an affiliate. Like I knew none of those things when I started, but they've all come.
100%. And what I'm really excited about is in the deep dive session. So if you have got the All Access Pass ticket, I'm so excited because John is literally going to deep dive into his approach to marketing and funnel. So we're going to learn so, so much. But I know, John, before we even get to that, through your journey, because, you know, you mentioned you have even masterminds and you've got coaching and you've got these courses and all of the things, you're working on something as well that has come about because you yourself are now a published, successful author. So can you tell us a little bit about what it is that you have cooking up behind the scenes?
Yeah, for me, I've done a little bit of everything you mentioned over the years. It's been a lot of fun. You know, Podcasters Paradise has thousands of members and I've done, you know, in-person masterminds. I've done events here in Puerto Rico. I mean, we've done a lot of cool things. And I've really realized like where I'm at right now, like I love working on a more intimate level with individuals where I can really be one-on-one with them and use my brain to help their specific business and not be broad and not be like just kind of a one-all share-all, but like, no, this is for you. And so for me, again, I've learned, you know, the ups and the downs of publishing a book. I've gone traditional publishing, I've gone Kickstarter, I've self-published, I've done everything. I've learned all the mistakes and I've learned all the things that work as well. And so what I've decided to do is I'm actually going to be launching it's kind of a mentorship program. It's going to be like a very, very small cohort of individuals who really do have a meaningful message to share, who really do have a number one solution to a real problem in this world. And they want to write a book around that. And by a book, that's going to be the foundation, because that's such an important aspect of what we do. It's been such a game changer for my business. Of course, around that, you know, we're going to look at building like a podcast and other things too, to make sure that, you know, they're capturing everything. But the whole concept of this, like basically one-on-one coaching, this one-on-one mentorship that's going to be happening here, is for me to take somebody and in 100 days, get them to a place where they have published a book worth writing. And the reason why it's worth writing is because guess what? Everybody, not everybody, but almost everybody writes a book worth reading because it's valuable stuff. They're spending time, but then nobody reads it. And then if anybody does read it, nobody takes action on it. So I want to make sure that you're publishing a book worth writing for you and for the reader so they can take the next step with the right calls to action and everything around that. And we're going to do it in 100 days because we don't waste time here. Your life is short. Let's get going on this. So it's called Author 100, and you can find out more at eofire.com/author. There's a wait list there. We're going to be doing a one-on-one video call just like this with anybody that qualifies to see if you're the right fit. And then if you are, we'll talk about next steps.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So that this is a no-brainer offer because first of all, just to like be able to go one-on-one with you, John, and just pick your brain, it is itself worth $10,000. So I highly encourage everyone, we'll leave the link, go join the wait list. And why wouldn't you get your message out there and actually publish something that, as John said, is worth reading, and worth consuming.
Well, worth writing.
Worth writing. So yeah, worth writing. Thank you so, so much, John, for joining us on this summit. It was an absolute blast. And if you need to get your All Access Pass tickets, not too late, go do that right now so you can join us in the deep dive session.
You want to be in that deep dive session, I will say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be covering some juicy, juicy stuff. Thank you so much. And for everyone else, we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Wow. What an epic session with John Lee Dumas. I hope you're as fired up as I am to step into your own zone of fire and start creating content that truly connects and converts. And if you're looking to convert your audio or video content into marketing design to get you more leads, then I invite you to try Capshow for free at capshow.com. My name is Deidre Shen. Stay intelligently lazy.